Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good to talk to you on the day your album Little Dreaming has come out. How are you feeling, sir?
Feeling fantastic. Thank you so much.
Not at all. Congratulations. What a record.
I know. Thank you. It's it's really, really exciting. Yeah, it's cool that everybody can listen top to bottom, you know, and finally get a full understanding of the record as a whole, which is just, it's really exciting. I'm really, really happy.
Oh, so good. And talk to me about the process of elimination, because tell everybody how many songs you wrote for this record.
Let's say 130.
Gian, that's not normal.
I know. I think I set out to write like 100, and then, I don't know, I just wanted to like really like not rush it and like really get in there and really try lots of things. So yeah, it was just such a crazy journey, and it was really, really fun. And I feel like what I ended up with in the end was incredibly musically fulfilling for me. I just love the album. I love it so much. I'm so proud of it. So excited for it to be out. And it's just like a body of work that I'm like really, really, really proud of. And I think I'll always look back on it as something that, something I just love a lot, you know?
Yeah, that's a great way to be, a great way to feel about it. And just out of interest, as a writer, why would you set out to write that many songs, be it 100 or what ended up being 130? Does it not just make your life very difficult, A, that you have to write all these songs, and B, that you then have to choose 16 to go on the record?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think about how hard it would be to choose, but I kind of felt like if you write over 100 songs, that's where you'll really get like the cream of the crop coming out. And I thought it would make my life easier.
Well, it definitely paid off, because we now have this album, Little Dreaming, and it is only 16 songs, but my God, they're brilliant. And
thank you.
Who makes that decision, that track listing decision? Obviously, you've written with lots of people. You know, Your Eyes came out with James Bay. What a song that is. You set yourself a challenge in singing that one live. There's a lot of lyrics towards the end of that song in a row.
I know, yeah.
You so, don't make things easy on yourself.
No, I definitely, there's so many songs, and it's just a feeling thing. It's just like having to find like what speaks to me. And I think, you know, there'll obviously be opinions of what people like and all that kind of stuff. But I think, you know, I submitted the album, and I wrote, you know, I think after I submitted the album, I wrote another 20 songs, and then I picked three of them and stuck them on the album. And then I delayed the album by a few weeks. And so I think it's just like an instinct, a gut thing. You have to just trust what makes sense, and also what works well together in a body of work.
And are you still writing now? As in, are you writing things? Will the unchosen 84, well, no, it wasn't 84, it was 114 songs. You know, will you add to them for album 3, album 4, or will you just simply, they were album 2's period of time, they will sit there, and then I'll go and start afresh for album 3?
I think there'll be, you know, there might be a crossover for sure. There might be one or two that sort of, often what you'll do is you'll have songs and they'll kind of start off as like the bones of the next album. And that'll be kind of that'll be your starting ground. And whether they actually end up making it on the last, on the album is another story. So it can be like, you know, you're starting with, okay, here are songs that didn't go on the second. They're my 5 favorite songs for the next album. So I'll start with these 5, and now I'll keep adding and keep writing. Gotcha. And then eventually if you outdo those 5, they might not make it or whatever. So,
okay. Well, listen, massive congratulations on Little Dreaming. I've had one go through it, and I'll be listening a lot more over the next coming weeks. So congratulations on the record. It is brilliant. Keane, I decided I'd talk to you about your album without mentioning the All-Ireland final. But now that we're here and we've broken the ice, I feel like I can come back to it.
Yeah.
It was a tough... Listen, you were playing an incredible show. You were doing the Marquee. What an amazing, venue. What an amazing thing for a Cork person to do. But it was, of course, the evening of... on the back of that moment that certainly our Cahalair from Tipperary was happy about, but you can't have been.
You know what? I thought to myself, 'tis a win for Ireland.
Yay!
In general. I said, listen, I was like, we're such a small country. I was like, whoever wins, at least Ireland wins.
That's true. They can't take that away from us.
And I was delighted to have a gig that night and to lift everyone's spirits. So it was it was an unbelievable weekend all around for me, beginning of the Dreamship Tour. And it was just, an incredible time.
And the Dreamship Tour continues. I mean, you're going all over Europe. I don't think there's a country in Europe that isn't getting a bit of Keane to Crow this time around. How do you find touring? Do you like it? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I love it. It's like, it's just fully my life now. So
when I'm not touring, I guess I'm in the studio writing, but like I just love being on tour. I'm so used to that life. I'm so used to being on a bus and in and out of hotels, and just like, it's just such an exciting life. I'm not a big fan of being at home, to be honest,
right,
and sitting down and doing nothing. So yeah, okay. Being on tour is amazing. And seeing the fans and playing shows is such an unbelievable feeling that like can't even, you know, put into words how good it feels to be on stage and just to sing and hear a crowd singing your songs. It's really amazing.
That's so great. Yeah, I mean, I suppose, look, that's the reason I'd say 99% of musicians get into it is for the touring rather than the studio. The studio may become what they love, but, you know, it's that feeling of connection with your audience that everyone craves.
100%, yeah, absolutely.
You obviously toured as well with Teddy Swims. Last time you and I spoke, we talked about your relationship and how close you guys are. You're going back out on a North American tour in September with him.
Yeah, well, I'm actually on tour with him right now. We're in Vegas, so.
Amazing.
We just started a couple of days ago, like 2 days ago. First show yesterday, and yeah, currently in Las Vegas.
Nice.
Not a bad place for the album to come out.
Certainly not. And talk to me about then Teddy's audience, because having been to a couple of his shows, everybody who's there appreciates vocals. Everybody who's there appreciates the craft of songwriting. So I would imagine when you take to the stage, even people who may not be very aware of you are blown away, because this is how you carve out your niche in the market.
Yeah, it's a very amazing crowd. You know, he's got like such incredible fans that are huge music lovers, and they like you said, they like voices, they like songs. We have a very similar like fan base demographic, that it's very mixed. You have kids, parents, teenagers, young adults, like it's just everything goes, and so it really sort of crosses over very well. So, you know, it's an amazing opportunity for me, and I love Teddy as well, and you know, it just feels like a little family thing, and I'm super grateful to be, you know, on the tour and being able to play in front of all these
amazing,
other amazing fans, and you know, I love trying to win people over, so I find that really, really fun.
Right, listen, before I let you go, I'm going to test whether or not you are worthy of your incredible French surname, Kian Ducrot, okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to play you some bird sounds, and one of them is going to be a crow, because let's face it, if your name is Kian Ducrot, you need to know your crows, okay? So, does Kian Ducrot know his crows early in the morning in Las Vegas? We'd never put anyone to the test in more difficult circumstances than this, Kian. So have a listen to this and see if you can work out number one, number two, number three, which one of these is the crow? What are you going for?
Number two.
Number two. He's spot on, this fella. Absolutely right. We'll give you a ding for that. Got that one right.
Very difficult.
Now, this is going to get more difficult now. Which one of these, in the second and final round of this incredible game called Does Kian Ducrot Know His Crows, which one of these is a crow? What are you going for there?
Oh, I'd say number two as well.
Do you know what? You're right and you're wrong. You're right that number two is a crow, but actually it's a crow being imitated by an incredible bird called a lyrebird, who can imitate...
No way.
The lyrebird can imitate camera sounds, construction sounds,
wow,
like anything it hears, car alarms, and that's actually a lyrebird doing crow. But I'm going to give you a round of applause. That was incredible. Kian Ducrot knows his crows. The round of applause is also for the record. Little Dreaming out today. The Dreamship Tour is up and running. Kian, congratulations on all the success. We're so proud of you. We're so glad you're doing what you're doing, and you're giving us beautiful music all the way along. Thank you, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
For chatting about it. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Cheers. Dave Moore on Today FM.